ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver. Last week we had a very lengthy discussion with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on mujahada. And we had mentioned what Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi mujaddidul millat had explained, that bila mashaqqat islah mumkin nahi, without making an effort, without toiling, without going through the struggle, islah, reformation of ourselves is not possible. And various examples were given and explanations. And the gist of all what we mentioned last week was that a person will be tempted by nafs, so there will be a definite struggle against his nafs. It's not possible that you just sit back and relax and expect that the tazkiyah of your heart, your soul takes place, and you gain the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the marifat of Allah ta'ala, and you get the halawat of iman, and you get taqwa, without going through some struggle. Examples were given of a person who is riding a brand new horse, which is not yet tamed. It hasn't gone through the process of training and coaching. So a person who rides this brand new horse, he has to get used to the horse, and he has to ensure that he has got the reins of this horse in his hands, in his full control. Otherwise, this horse is going to throw him off very easily. And after weeks and months of training, then he gets a better control over this horse. And then, of course, we get a horse which is already tamed and which has gone through this training period for years. So it is easy to control that horse, but in both cases the person has to still have his nigah on the horse. So one is a beginner in suluk. He has made up his mind, he wants to become Allah's friend. So obviously his struggle will be more compared to the other person who has made a lot of mujahada in his life. But despite that mujahada, and despite the fact that he's got a better control over his horse, then too he has to be wary of any tricks the horse might do. Exactly like that is our condition with regards to our soul. And all the time we have to be wary of our nafs and our temptations. And we have to have complete control of this nafs and subdue this nafs. Now this, as I mentioned last week, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, and our Hazrat has mentioned, Damat Barakatum, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatum Al-Ariya, in so many of his poetry, that it is Umar Bar, this kushti, this wrestling match. It's a lifelong struggle. It's not just once off you make some little bit of mujahada, and now you became the wali of Allah, and now you can do as you please. Right till mawt, this mujahada continues. Now some person may be afraid and worried that this mujahada, the struggle, every single day, it's so heavy, it's not for me, I cannot do it, I need an easy way out. When you talk about mujahada, we are talking of mujahada of the nafs, we're not talking about physical mujahada. There was a wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and I mentioned this many, many times. Rasulullah sallallahu enters the masjid, and he sees a rope between two pillars, tied between two pillars. He asks, Liman hadha al-habl? Who has placed and tied this rope between these two pillars? So they said it was Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Why has she done so? So she explains that when she is reading Salat, she wants to make so much of mujahada on herself that she ties this rope around herself and then around the two pillars, so that if she has to doze off, it will catch onto her neck, and immediately she'll wake up and continue her salat. Rasulullah says, no, hullu, open out this rope. Allah does not want such mujahada from us. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah is so loving. The mujahada we are talking about here is, the person is tempted to commit some guna. Now there will be a pain on him, on himself, when he will resist. He's tempted, he's got every chance, every opportunity to succumb to his nafs. Nothing stopping him. There's nobody around watching him. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he tames his nafs, cultures his nafs, restrains his nafs, opposes his nafs. There's a struggle, there's a battle, there's a war against him and his nafs. There is this wrestling match, as we said. So he will resist. Now when he resists, 100% he will experience some pain. Now this pain, this is the mujahada we are talking about. Until and unless a person doesn't go through this mujahada, this is, he is tempted with that guna, or she is tempted with that sin, and they don't restrain, a person does not restrain himself or herself, then there's no mashakkat he's experiencing. There's no toiling, there's no struggle. Then such a person, it is a khab. Hazrat Thani Rahman will say, no amount of ta'weez and wazifa will help him then. Islah doesn't take place like that. Doesn't just give me some ta'weez and my islah takes place, just make some tawajju. Yes, after making a lot of mujahada and certain wazaif, if you read and tilawat of Quran, etc., and dhikrullah, these things help the person. The anwarat come more into the heart of the person. And just before salat, I came across another mazmoon. This is written by Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu. And he mentioned the same thing. And he also quotes Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, because it's from the same Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, Sheikh Dr. Abdulhi Rahmatullah Ali, was Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali's Khalifa. And he quotes the same ayat, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And we explain this mujahada. There is a struggle. We're going to combat our nafs. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali gives a tarjuma of لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says, those who make an effort and they make the struggle for our sake, the struggle against their nafs, and of course, this ayat has many other tafaseer which we alluded to last week. I said there are many other tafsirs, but we're just taking this one explanation now here, where a person makes the struggle and mujahada against his nafs. Allah says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We will guide him paths, our paths. But look at Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, what a beautiful translation he has given. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, uska tarjuma farmate hai, ke hum unke haath pakar kar le chalenge. Person makes his effort. Now we worry, it's so difficult. How are we going to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are tempted every second of our life. The moment we go into our office, we're tempted again. There are women all around us. We are visiting some place again. In the aeroplane, same problem. We go overseas, we're doing some business deal again, the same problem. All the time. We are being tempted by nafs and shaitan, nafs and shaitan. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold the person's hand and Allah will take the person and guide him along. It's not that, ye nahi ke dur se dikha diya. Not from far, okay, you can just go this way and this is the direction. No. Person needs some direction. Somebody can tell him, okay, this you must just take that first right turn there, left turn, and you cross, go over the bridge, and just around there, another 5 minutes drive and you'll reach your destination. There is ira'atu tariq. Show him the pathway. But the other person takes the person by his hand, or takes him in his car, or tells him, follow me. And he takes him right till his destination. This is isal ilal matlub. Exactly where he wants, unko wahan tak pahuncha diya. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says, we will hold the person's hand, and we will take him right till his destination. Now what else do we want?
Shaitan makes it seem that it is a mountain we gotta climb, this mujahada. It's so heavy. It's not for us, it's for the buzrugs. All of us are buzrugs. And all of us will become a buzrug, inshallah. But we have to have that conviction. When Allah wants to give it to us, then why are we restraining from that which Allah is giving us? And we can't restrain from that which Shaitan is calling us towards. So this is what Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah has mentioned. Yeh raasta hai. Balki farmaya ki hum uska haath pakar le jayenge. Pakar kar le jayenge. We will hold him by his hand and take him. Lekin zara koi qadam to barhaye. But you got to take the first step. The first step a person has to take. Can't expect now somebody may just come from anywhere, just takes his hand and then takes him to the destination he wishes to go to. He'll have to make some effort himself. Zara ko irada to kare. Person has to make a firm resolution, make an intention. Zara koi apne is nafs ke muqable mein ek martaba date to sahi. You'll have to put yourself against your nafs. It's a challenge. There is no doubt. There is a great challenge. And a person has to fight himself. Lihada mujahada, usi ka naam hai, ki ek martaba aadmi dat kar irada kare, ki ye kaam nahi karunga. Person has to make up his mind that he is not going to do this anymore. He must have this firm resolution, conviction, intention. He must firmly decide, I had enough, I am not now, I'm going to fall into the traps of my nafs and shaitan. Isle isla ke raaste mein sabse pehla qadam mujahada hai. We see we want isla, reformation. We want to change our lives. We want to become Allah's friends. The first step is mujahada. You have to go into that boxing ring or wrestling ring. You can't sit outside the ring and shout, hey, I want to get the prize and I want to get the belt and I want to be the holder of the title. No, you have got to go into the ring. Hamari Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi Sher Parha Karte Te Arzu Me Khun Ho Ya Hasrat Paamal Ho Arzu Me Khun Ho Ya Hasrat Paamal Ho Ab To Is Dil Ko Banana Hai Tere Qabil Mujhe. Subhanallah. Person has to fight. He's got wishes. He's got desires. He's got temptation, and this is the exact thing Arif Billah Zakim Akhtar Sahib Damar Barkat, who almost every poetry of his, almost every bayan of his, he talks about making khun of your tamanna. Khun of your arzu. You've got this temptation. You are being invited by that sin. You are being lured and attracted by that sin. But now you have to make khun to it. You are going to slaughter this nafs and the blood is going to spill and you're going to feel it on your heart, your soul, your spiritual self. You are going to feel that pain. When this happens, now you are making and preparing the soul for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, yaad rakho, shuru mein, ye kaam karne mein bari dikkat hoti hai. Initially it is difficult. I said last week, the first 2-3 rounds, the boxing match, it's a difficult one. He gets a lot of blows. But the fourth and fifth round, now he knows exactly the movements of his opponent. He's getting clever as well. Now he knows where to block and where to throw the punch and how to defend himself. Aur Allah ki khatir is kaam ko chhodte hai. Usme bari takleef hoti hai. Lekin baad mein, is takleef hi mein maze aane lagta hai. That's the beauty thing. Afterwards, he gets enjoyment of punching his opponent. So initially, there is this difficult task. It's a daunting task. But once he gets the knack of it, now he is throwing the punches and he is subduing his nafs. And in doing so, he is getting great enjoyment. He's getting great enjoyment. Now in the cold, and he's performing his tahajjud salat, there is some ecstasy he's experiencing. First couple of times it was difficult. Just read 2 rakat and back into the bed. After that the person doesn't want to leave the musalla. Now he wants to talk to his Allah. He wants to talk more and more and more. He wants to beg from his Allah. Then the desire comes that he could wake up others also. And they can also become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this path he begins to enjoy. May Allah ta'ala give us the haqiqat of what these Ahlullah have been mentioning. He says, Ma ye takleef kyo bardash karti hai? He gives example of the mother. The long story short here is, it's a remote village. They don't have the facilities that we have. So for us sometimes it's difficult. Nonetheless, a mother has a baby, an infant, toddler, child in the cradle. Late part of the night, it's bitter cold. In Durban, we don't experience that cold, alhamdulillah. Person is in Moy River or Joburg or Cape Town, wherever it is. It's bitter cold. There's no heater, nothing. And now the child is crying because the child has messed itself. The child is wet. The mother has the option of just closing her eyes and slipping away. But then she thinks, no, my child is messed. So she makes this mujahada. She wakes up, takes that little child, cleans the child, washes the clothing of the child in the cold, makes sure the child is warm again. Otherwise the child will get sick. And if she left the child in that condition, all messed up and wet, then the child will get sick. So this fear that my child mustn't get any bukhar or any fever, the mother is prepared. She goes through this mujahada for the sake of her child. Isliye ki apne bache ki fala aur uski sihat maa ke peshe nazar hai. Isliye wo is sakht jaare mein apne nafs ke taqaze ko paamal karke ye sare kaam kar rahi hai. No matter how cold it is, but because she's worried about the sihat, the health of her child, the condition of her child, and the success of her child, the child mustn't be harmed in any way. So she is able to endure this pain and struggle against her nafs. Then Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib has got a beautiful subheading. He says, Muhabbat takleef ko khatam kar deti. All this is, what I'm explaining is to make this mujahada easy. As I said, outwardly it seems like you have climbed a mountain. But when you climb the mountain and you peg your flag there, it's an honor. When a person has muhabbat, then the takleef becomes very, very easy. There's no takleef then. Another is given example, ek aurat ka koi bachcha nahi hai, koi aulad nahi hai, woman has got no children, she's married, they're trying very hard, no children. So she tries every possible means, jaiz means of getting a child, of course she's making dua. Goes for some ilaj. So she meets another woman, ek dusri aurat usse kehti hai, are, kis chakkar mein pari hai? What chakkar are you in? What you worried about getting a child? You know, to get a child, what mashakkat you have to go through. Cold night, you'll have to wake up, clean the child. Child is sick also, there's takleef, you've got to make bardash of so many things. Utkar, thande paani se kapre dhone honge. You're in the cold, now you have to wash the clothes. This woman who does not have any child, she says, no. That one child I get, I am prepared to go through 1,000 cold nights and endure all the pain and struggle and sacrifices for that one bundle of joy that I have. That child I'm pining for, I'm longing for. If I get that child, whatever takleef I have to make bardash of, whatever the taqaza of the child is, I am prepared to endure that. So similarly, when we have muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we have sincere, genuine muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whatever takleef it is, we are prepared to endure the takleef for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because that is our Mawla. And that is our real, our true beloved. In the dunya, a person gets married. And I'm going to give example of illicit relationships. A man gets married to a halal wife, young couple are married. You will find initially, first couple months and 1-2 years, the wife, she's ready to serve her husband whatever he wishes. Straight away she'll go. Breakfast is ready before he leaves for work. Comes home, food is ready. Clothes are ironed, everything. After several years go by, 30, 40 years, He says, can you make me a toast? Can you iron my clothes? Can't you see I'm so busy in the kitchen? You can't just iron it yourself? Can't make your own food? You can't warm your own food? See, initially it is that muhabbat. So that muhabbat is such that there is no takleef for that person. Afterwards, now I don't know if the muhabbat is just dwindling. But obviously they are also busy. But the maqsad of what I am trying to get across is that when a person has genuine muhabbat for a person, then nothing becomes difficult for him. Nothing. Like that, we have to inculcate in ourselves muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no medication you can just buy from the pharmacist and just drink it and you got the dawa of the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. The dawa of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single ashiq of Allah, those who have been through the road, we haven't been through the road, or I haven't been through the road, we are struggling, we are battling still, we're still in the beginning. But those, we are saying from those, Awarif Billah Zakim Akhtar Sahab, Damat Barkat, whom they went through all these stages in their life. If you talk about his mashaqqat, he says, I was a youngster, in the company of my Shaykh, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. You see, it was winter months, we were in the jungle, hardly any clothes to wear. What was his struggle? From 2 o'clock in the morning, the Shaykh is waking up, engaged in tahajjud. Ice cold water. Hazrat says, I should take that water and keep it next to around myself to warm it a little bit for my Shaykh so that he may get a little bit of warm water to use for his wudu. And then tahajjud salat. They tahajjud, not like our tahajjud, inna a'tina qul wallahu ahad, mashallah, but that too is ghanimat. Allah ta'ala accept that much from us. As Abdul Hamid Sahib mentioned also, after Isha salat, make your tahajjud so at least you get that sawab of tahajjud, because nobody knows. And especially in our times, we are so weak, we might not wake up later on. But of course, if you wake up again and you have the strength, then you should read tahajjud. Doesn't mean if I read tahajjud after Isha, I can't read it again. But Allah has made it so easy for us. And our Hazrat Tamad Barakatuhum, Hazrat Hakim Sahib also mentioned the same thing, that read your tahajjud with your Isha Salat, after your fard of Isha, when you're reading after two sunnahs, read two nafil or how much you want to read with the niyat of tahajjud, you're getting the thawab of tahajjud. But if you wake up again in the night and you have the strength, then you should read again, inshallah, there's no problem. So as I say, that long, long tahajjud they should read. And after that, tilawat of the Qur'an, munajat-e-maqbool, he says, all 7 manzil of munajat-e-maqbool, qasida burda, so much of wazaif, dhikrullah. He says, so many hours would go, ishra gone, rital chashed. For years he went through this. Any other youngster would have run away from there, gone with his friends and enjoy the pleasures of this world. But what is all this? This is the mujahad of the nafs. Then when they have muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now all those takalif become easy. It's not difficult. For us it is difficult because we don't have that muhabbat. Now what was the mashayikh, what do they say? How you gain the muhabbat? By staying in the company of ahli muhabbat. Those who have the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you come into their company, then immediately, some love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is transferred to you. And he gives the example of his Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgari rahmatullahi alayh, whose majlises, like this, we're sitting here, but he's silent, not saying one word. Yet great, great ulama and scholars would come. Great people. All sitting in front of him, listening quietly there. But each one could take a qasam in Allah's name that the moment when, after the majlis was over, in other words, this was from Asr right till Maghrib, at Maghrib time, each one could feel something in their heart, some change, something being transferred. Now because for us, we haven't experienced such a thing, so for us, it becomes like a fairy tale. And now we start making ishkal, i'tiraz, or what these people are talking about. But those who have sat, we have sat in the company of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. We have sat in the company of many other mashayikh, alhamdulillah, with Allah's fadal and karam. Our shaykh and murshid, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, how often? When you sit just for a few minutes. And I can still recall the time when we went once to Lanesha. It's not to mention about our own experiences, but our Hazrat Rahmatullah was with us. There were 5 of us who went. from the family. And we spent the weekend in Lens, in Mufti Hussain Bayat Rahmatullah's house. But I can still recall very vividly that we had those discourses, Hazrat gave some bayans, etc. But each day there was something pulling us towards him. The final day we met him, took ijazat, as we were leaving, Hazrat Mufti Hussain Bayat Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his tabiat was such, he was such a person, such a good akhlaq and so generous that he insisted you got to have breakfast before you leave. So we had breakfast, and after breakfast, our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, I see Hazrat's room door open, let me just check if maybe he's awake, and one more time we'll just have one more glance before we leave. This is muhabbat. Hazrat was alone in the room, he was awake. So Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah called us in. Hazrat sat up, and I swear by Allah, the next half an hour or 1 hour, Hazrat started speaking. And I can just remember, I just cried and cried. All of us, we just cried and cried. And don't ask me why we cried. There's no explanation why we cried. Something happened to us. From head to toe, we were being inspired. We just didn't want to leave from there. After that, Hazrat said, right, now you're making suffer, now you can go. Now we were still lingering by the door. Don't want to leave. Imagine the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they sat in the company of Rasulullah SAW. What alam that must have been like. What alam that must have been like. What kafiyat that must have been like. That from there the Sahabi comes home, he's bechain and restless, he needs to go back and one more glance at the blessed face of Rasulullah SAW. Their hearts were pure. And this is how we clean our hearts and purify our hearts, by staying in the company of Ahl-e Muhabbat. Now, of course, I myself have to sit in the company, people like you in Ahl-e Muhabbat, and then, this is how we are able then to make the mujahada. And this is how the Muhabbat will come in our hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, the taklif, whatever taklif there is, whatever obstacles there are, whatever hurdles we have to go over, all these things become easy for us. I thought, inshallah, tonight, and of course, I don't have that voice and tone and style, whatever. But if we do it with sincerity, with ikhlas, may Allah give us that ikhlas. We don't have time. Ikhlas is something we have to get immediately in all our actions, and we have to work towards ikhlas. Before maut comes and it's too late, then our entire life, whatever we did, if it was done out of show and ostentation, and then we get a zero next to our efforts, then we are losers. May Allah Ta'ala give us that ikhlas. May Allah grant us that ikhlas. So let us listen with an open mind. We know this poetry very well, all of us. And I think it's apt to mention this today because we all are pining to gain Allah Ta'ala's love. We all want to become ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts are full with desires, temptations, vice, evil. There's nobody who can see and claim that my heart is absolutely pure and clean and I have made tazkiyah of my nafs. We all, right till the last moment, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmat was saying to shaitan, la. I haven't beaten you as yet. Not as yet. So this is it. We have this hawa and hiris in our heart. And we want Allah Ta'ala to change our hearts. Dil badal de.
Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے ہوا و ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے ہٹو آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے ہٹو آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے پرا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے پرا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے میرے فریاد سن لے میرے مولا میرے فریاد سن لے میرے مولا بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے ہوا و ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے
دس ہارٹ دیٹ وی ہیو فل آف ہوا اینڈ ہرس ایوریس گریڈ ٹیمپٹیشنز میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے دس ہارٹ وچ ہیز بین امرسڈ ان ہیڈلیسنس نیگلیجنس غافل اف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی او اللہ چینج دس ہارٹ آف مائنڈ بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے دا دنیا آف دس ہارٹ او اللہ چینج دس ہارٹ چینج دس دنیا او مائی اللہ ہیو فضل اپون می یور کائنڈنس اینڈ چینج مائی کنڈیشن ہاؤ لانگ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو اسٹے ان گناہز اینڈ سنز How long I'm going to pass my life in sin, in vice, in evil? Oh Allah, change my path. Change my direction. It must be such that from now on, every heartbeat of mine, I must hear, Allah, Allah, Allah. Suno me naam tera. Darkano me, every beat. I must hear just the name Allah. Maza aa jaye. Mawla, dil badal de. This is the enjoyment The happiness, the ecstasy the person gets. All my khushiya, all my pleasures. Oh my Allah, I'm going to sacrifice all these pleasures of mine. And in lieu of that, wallah, give me your love. Give me your love, that's what I want. I will move my sight, my glance, away from everybody besides you. Hatu ank apni maasiwa se. And I will live now. Live just for your sake. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي. Everything, my living, my dying must be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَهَلْ فَرْمَا مُسَلْسَلْ يَادَ أَبْنِي. Oh my Allah, I want to remember you continuously. مُسَلْسَلْ, not just one day, and then life of ghaflat again. Ya Allah, I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind. I am going to make this mujahada now. Ya Allah, you make it be sahal and easy for me. Oh my Allah, shower your mercy upon me and change my condition. I'm sitting at your doorstep, my Allah. I'm lying there at your doorstep with a broken heart. This heart is full of temptations. Now I'm making a sacrifice of these temptations. My heart has been broken. It has been shattered, oh my Allah. Why should I live in this shattered condition? Oh Allah, all this arzu I have, whatever umid, whatever temptations, desires, all I need now is Allah is your love. This is my tamanna now. This is my arzu now. Oh Allah, listen to my cry, listen to my plea. Sunne mere maula, oh my master, my guardian, my protector, my custodian, my lover. Banali apna banda. Make me your true servant. Make me a true servant, oh my Allah. Change my conditions. We should say Ameen to this. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah make us His true ushaq. May Allah izza wa mawla. May Allah make us His beloved. Whatever our condition is. There are so many youngsters who have written. And I know the conditions. Allah protect myself and our families and our children and the youth and our women folk and the entire ummah. They are caught up in temptations. They have made a slip. They have fallen into this abyss of sin. There's nobody helping them to come out of this hole. Everybody goes past by this hole. People will comment, look at this person, how evil he is. But nobody has the courage to throw down the rope and pull him out of that abyss. This is our job. We connect ourselves to Allah firstly, and we connect the entire ummah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many people, just one or two kind words, just a pat on the person's shoulder, I swear by Allah, immediately he feels such relief. You have come to his rescue. Let us not only worry about our own conditions, but of course you don't point fingers at others and look at how evil that person is. With love, muhabbat, encourage the person. One person changes his condition because of your giving him little bit of hidayat and guidance and showing him the right path. The sawab, everything comes to you as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We have spoken about mujahada, we have spoken about nafs and shaitan. Now is the time to fill our hearts with the noor of Allah Ta'ala dhikr, the muhabbat of Allah. Just ponder over the words we have just recited now. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا الله
illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu.
मैं क्या मांगता हूँ,
میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا العرش المجيد، يا فعال لما يريد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. Oh my most beloved كريم رحيم الله، my most loving الله، my most kind الله، my most generous الله. Oh my Allah, become ours my Allah, become ours. Ya Allah, become ours my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our Mawla, you are our Aqa, you are our Ilah. There is no other Ilah besides you, my Allah. You are the only Ilah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak, inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Ya Allah, we are amongst those who transgress. Ya Allah, we are wrongdoers. We are evildoers. We are sinful, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, but we are turning to you, my Allah. We've got the shikasta dil, my Allah. Ya Allah, the only arzu we have, the only tamanna we have now, my Allah. Ya Allah, that you become ours. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, favor us, my Allah. Ya Allah, favor us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us your special kindness, your special fadl, your special rahmat, my Allah. Just one glance of your special mercy, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, it will suffice us in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us toward you, my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us toward you, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan are pulling us towards evil and haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us towards you, my Allah. We are in the pit, ya Allah. We are in the gutters of sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the quicksand of sin and vice and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, it was because of our doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we fell into that pit, my Allah. We fell into that abyss and hole, my Allah. We fell into that gutters on our own, my Allah. Ya Allah, we slipped into that quicksand on our own, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, our faryad, our cry, our plea, our niga is towards you, my Allah. You are Malik al-Mulk. Ya Allah, you are the owner of the heavens, the skies, the earth, the ground, the trees, the plants, the kingdom. Ya Allah, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, human being, jinnat, mankind. Ya Allah, the mountains, the ocean, the rivers, the leaves, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Dunya belongs to you, akhirat belongs to you, jannat belongs to you, jahannam belongs to you. Ya Allah, you are our khaliq, you are our raziq, my Allah. You are qabid and basit, you are mu'iz and mudhil, you are sami' and basir, you are hakim and adal and latif and khabir. Oh my Allah, you've got beautiful names, beautiful qualities. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. We are your servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, this haqiqat has dawned upon us tonight, my Allah, that we have lived filthy lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made the firm resolution. We are taking qasam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are shunning all those evil, filthy practices of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making a firm promise to you, my Allah, that we will not go back to the sins, my Allah. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we regret, we are feeling ashamed of committing those sins, my Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, whatever gunas we committed, public, in privacy, knowingly, unknowingly. Oh, my Allah, you forgive us tonight completely, my Allah. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana kullaha, diqqaha, wa jillaha, awwalaha, wa akhiraha, wa alaniyataha, wa sirraha. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم، أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. Oh my Allah, we ask you tonight, ya Allah, by all your beautiful names. Ya Allah, by your beautiful sifat, my Allah. We ask you by your ism-i-azam, my Allah.
We ask you by that Ism-e Azam of yours, Ya Allah. That name of yours that you have taught it to certain bandas only, my Allah. That if anybody who takes those names of yours, then his duas are readily accepted by you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, answer wa duas, my Allah. Dil badal de, my Allah. Ya Allah, mera ghaflat mein dooba, dil badal de. Ya Allah, it is only you who can change our conditions. Our hearts are between your fingers, my Allah. You can change it in any direction you wish to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sincere, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become so heavy. We can't shed any more tears, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, we confess our wrongs and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, we hurt our wives and children, my Allah. We hurt our parents and family members. We hurt our neighbors and relatives, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, the whole world. Ya Allah, the whole world, we gave them takleef, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we violated your rights, Ya Allah. Ya huquq, my Allah. Ya Allah, namaz upon namaz, we made qaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, azan used to be called out, we never went to the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we wasted our time, Ya Allah, in filth and evil and vice, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not bother about those advices that were given to us, my Allah. Quran and Hadith, Ya Allah, we turned a deaf ear to all those things, my Allah. We ran away from your masajid, my Allah. We ran away from your from those who made an effort, Ya Allah. Jamaat used to come to our house and knock on our door, my Allah. We never used to answer the door, my Allah. Mashayikh, Ya Allah, called us with the khanqa, Ya Allah, so that we could make tazkiyah of our nafs, my Allah. One after the other, those great giants of, Ya Allah, who lived in this world, Ya Allah, your true ushaq and your friends, Ya Allah, your walis, Ya Allah, one by one you have taken them away, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are taking more and more away, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make qadr of those who are living, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are gone, they're gone, my Allah. Ya Allah, they left behind a legacy for us, Ya Allah. And still we are not taking heed, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we are not taking heed, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have become so ungrateful, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us an hidayat, my Allah. We want that guidance, Ya Allah. Show us sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Hum to bahut kamzor hai, Ya Allah. Hum to bahut aajiz hai. Hum to bahut nikamme hai, Ya Allah. Hum to nalaiq hai. Hum to iqrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, we are lazy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do it ourselves, my Allah. It is only through you, my Allah. With your power, your qudrat, your fazl, your karam, your kindness, that you will hold us by our hands, my Allah, and make us reach our destination with ease and comfort, with afiyat, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat, my Allah. Give us jannat in dunya and jannat in akhirat, Ya Allah. Give us your khawf, Ya Allah. Give us your muhabbat and love, Ya Allah. Because I have hopes in you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, make us turn our hearts only to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not asking any other person, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not reject us tonight, my Allah. Open your doors, my Allah. Open your doors, my Allah. There are young masoom children sitting in this gathering. They are elderly ones, my Allah. They are people who have got sohbat of great mashayikh, my Allah. They are sitting in this majlis, Ya Allah. They are ulama and qurra and huffaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, my Allah. Mothers and sisters listening over the receiver. Ya Allah, you have given us tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we came here, Ya Allah, there were elderly women, Ya Allah, who cried and said, please remember us in your duas. Please make dua for us. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's desire. Fulfill each person's dua tonight, my Allah. Do not deprive any person, my Allah. Do not deprive any person, my Allah. Am kaha jaye, tu bata. There is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other place we can go to, my Allah. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilik. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilik, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, purify our hearts. Amari dilu ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, what else can we do, my Allah? We have finished ourselves, my Allah. We have finished our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we read Quran and Hadith, my Allah. We taught Quran and Hadith, my Allah. Qiyamah day, our pakar, our grief to be made, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you will ask us, Mada amilta bima alimta? What practice you made according to the knowledge you were given? Oh, my Allah, what answer can we give you, my Allah? Help us, Ya Allah. Do not humiliate us on the day of Qiyamah. Do not embarrass us before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before, Ya Allah, wa mashayikh, Ya Allah. They will say, we cried for you. We made dua for you. Ya Allah, what answer will we give to them on the day of Qiyamah? Ya Allah, hide our faults. Allah, wash away our evil, my Allah. Allah, tu dil badal de, my Allah. Ey, mere maula, ey, mere aqa. Ya Allah, we have said here tonight, except our dhikr, my Allah. Except whatever words we have spoken, ya Allah, for your sake, my Allah. Give us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat now, my Allah. Give us your qurb, ya Allah. Your closeness, my Allah. Make us feel, ya Allah, having that strong connection and bond with you, my Allah. Make us feel like your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take this ni'mat away from us, ya Allah. Do not take our iman away from us, ya Allah. Do not make salb of all these great bounties you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Give us halal, rozi, ya Allah. Give us barakat in our rizq, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us eat haram, my Allah. Do not make us engage and indulge in haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, pour your rozi from the asman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your sustenance, my Allah. Open the floodgates of your marifat and your rahmat and your karam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, up to, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your maqbooleen and mahbubeen, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the hiqd of the haqideen. Oh, my Allah, we were tempted, my Allah. Ya Allah, because of our doings, our wives and children are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, we got caught up, my Allah. Ya Allah, we slept, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, now we went through such misery, my Allah. Such suffering, my Allah. Such humiliation, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have read the books of hadith, my Allah. We can go on and on, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know how kind you are, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, the only thing we are asking you, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us, shower your kindness upon us, ya Allah. Make our life in this world, ya Allah, be one of happiness and bliss, my Allah. Give us hayat tayyiba. Give us tawfiq of doing good, righteous deeds, my Allah. Make the sunnah of Rasulullah come into our lives, ya Allah. Give us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Make us die with the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, on our tongues, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Give us burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, how often we have been there with your fazal and karam. Ya Allah, you know the du'as we made there, my Allah. How we wish we could just be one of the inmates of Baqi, my Allah. Only you know where our maut will take place, when it will take place, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible. You showed us how Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali would make in every dua that he must get burial in Baqi, or he must get burial in Jannatul Mu'alla. Oh, my Allah, you answer his dua. Ya Allah, you're going to answer our duas as well, my Allah. We've got yaqeen in it, my Allah. We've got no other hope, my Allah. But at least we in Jannatul Baqi, if we die with iman, on the day of Qiyamah, we'll be getting this shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, we are doomed, my Allah. What else can we do, my Allah? There's nothing else, my Allah. Grant us the Hawza Kuzar, the Mubarak hands, man. Ya Allah, we want to see our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Make him be happy with us, man. Make him be smiling, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us go running to him, my Allah. Make him open his hands, my Allah. Make us, we just want to put our hands on his shoulder, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from all fitna and fasad. Protect us from hasad, my Allah. We have so much of hasad, ya Allah, for so many people. Allah, our hearts are filled with malice and enmity, my Allah. Remove all this. Ya Allah, we're not on talking terms, ya Allah, with our family members. We are bickering and quarreling over dunya, my Allah. We don't realize when we go into the qabr, we are taking not even half a cent with us, my Allah. But we will have to account for every cent in the akhirat. Give us that shu'ur, give us that understanding. Remove from our hearts love of dunya, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah. Protect us from the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. If we are not living, protect our children, our progeny from the fitnas of Dajjal. Help us, my Allah. There are so many youngsters, so many, Allah. They are taking drugs. They are drinking wine and alcohol. Their parents are getting finished, my Allah. So many have left Islam, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas, my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. Accept all good works of the endowed, the tabliqi, mehnat, the qabool, farma, amur, ta'am, farma. Accept the gush, the ijtima'at, the striving in your path. Accept us also to go in your path, may Allah. Accept the effort of the mashayikh in the khanqah, the tazkiyah they are making, may Allah. Make the tazkiyah for wahat, may Allah. Allah, the darul ulum, makatim, madaris, Allah, the mehnat they're making day and night, alif, ba'at, ta, they're teaching, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah. Accept their mehnat, Ya Allah. Mujahideen ki mehnat, qabool, farma. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, Ya Allah, whatever those difficulties and hardships are, you are well aware of all the difficulties tonight, may Allah, remove those difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah, all those who requested duas, accept their duas, Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, there are so many, may Allah, masoom children, Ya Allah, they are suffering, may Allah. Ya Allah, they're adults, they're men, women, operations, Ya Allah. Some are going to go for operations, some heart problem, different problems, my Allah. You are Shifa, Shafi, give them Shifa, Kamil, Ajil, Mustaqir, Daim. Protect us also from those deadly diseases, my Allah. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما oh may Allah make our tongues moist with your dhikr and the end with the tilawat of the Quran may Allah Allah help all the hufaz ikram to make the door ya Allah help us for the month of Ramadan may Allah give us barakat in Rajab and Shaban, may Allah make us see Ramadan with afiyat and iman and taqwa, may Allah make it be the best of Ramadan in our lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, if most is written for us before that, may Allah, and let it be in the condition that you are pleased. Ya Allah, give us nafs mutmainna, that it is said, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub'a alayna ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.